What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
What's up? This is another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. As usual, I am J.Dot Flan.
And this is Rich Nerd.
And what you hear in the background here is some more beats from Deuce Man Productions, my brother-in-law, but a talented young brother in his own right. So shouting him out. I'm gonna move the shout-outs to the beginning of the episode. We're going to start giving people their love early, and then if y'all decide to stick around, you might actually learn something. So let's see, as usual, is ttcharities.org. We encourage everybody to hit up the website, see, you know, what programs they got going on. I believe the last thing I saw was a suit drive that Tavares had going. So, you know, if there's a way you can donate some money or your old suit, stuff you ain't wearing no more, you know, please hit up the website, you know, see what you can contribute, time, money, clothes, books, toys, food, whatever it is they need. If it's just a retweet, repost, every little bit helps. ttcharities.org. Let's take care of our own. Also want to shout out a friend of the show, CelebrityHairCorp.com. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Get your all your natural hair extension needs taken care of with the added benefit of no tax and free shipping. So that's CelebrityHairCorp.com. Mm-hmm. Ladies, get your bundles, no tax, free shipping. And then also another friend of the show, Rena's Cakeys. Very talented baker. She did the cake for my my daughter and my birthday. That's probably not grammatically correct, but fuck it though. She did both cakes. I think I'm gonna post a picture of the cake she did for my daughter because it was like a Elmo and Abby cake.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
I've definitely had quite a few Arena's cakes and desserts at this point. I mean, I'm never shocked.
Yeah.
Not never shocked. You know what I mean?
She
I'm
set
never
the bar so high. Yeah. Set the bar so never high. Even when she comes in with something crazy, you're like, yeah, that's what Arena does.
That cake at Tom's going away.
Yeah,
that looked like the goddamn
Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's crazy.
Was good.
Crazy, but yeah, and she specializes in a what's called a cakey.
Yeah.
So it's they're like shaped like cookies, but they have the texture.
Cakey, yeah, basically, cakeys are cake like cookies. They have the texture of cake with the shape and size of a cookie, topped with the icing of your choice. So they're pretty good.
Yeah, and they come in six crazy flavors: coffee, almond, strawberry, orange, lemon, and lime. I know lemon and lime would be the ones I go to. We're gonna have to get some cakeys for the show. We're gonna have to do that.
Wonder what the turnaround on that is. Probably get some for Caesar.
Yeah, we got a special guest coming up. I'm really starting to try to
Little seeds.
Hey, Rich said it. I might have put the battery in his back, but Rich said it. But yeah, I'm really starting to, you know, get on my grind in terms of getting guests on the show. There are a lot of people we love to speak to. We really would like to speak to anybody that wants to speak to us. But I know we got a guest coming up this week. Hopefully that'll go out on the Thursday episode. And then we already got some other stuff on the calendar for people that we're gonna have on the show. If you're interested, you know, all you gotta do is reach out to me or Rich. We'll set it up. You know, you don't have to be in Texas. We trying to work on this remote thing. If you want to talk to us, we want to talk to you. We'll make it happen. But I guess that's all the positive good stuff. Get that out of the way early so I can just be foul for the rest of the episode without feeling some kind of way about it. I think I'm going to my rant right now. A couple of things bothering me so far this week. One, they mailing it in the playoffs right now. Like, it's, you know, you kind of expected it from the Spurs have lost everybody. Like, and they still fighting. But there's a part of me that believes that the Celtics was like, fuck it.
Yeah, these games ain't shit right now.
These games ain't shit. Fuck it. Y'all won. Y'all got it.
All of these. So to interject really quick. Every week, we see somebody claiming that LeBron is the best and trying to show why he's the best. You can't tell me any one of these playoffs games proves that LeBron is the motherfucking best. He's not playing nobody.
True, he's not playing nobody. And I can't take nothing away from him when you've gone to like seven consecutive NBA finals. Like, regardless of what you think of his competition, you know, what he's doing is unprecedented. And, like, nobody's done it.
And I don't take anything away from the man as a player. Yeah. I don't. He's athleticism, like, he's got it. Like, this dude is doing shit that nobody should be able to do. He's a fucking monster. Granted, he gets that. But he's not playing nobody right now.
And I just feel like, if this was, let me put my old man hat on, sip my lemonade. But I feel like if this was our time when we was coming up, like, if it's the Eastern Conference Finals and you got a hip injury, you play through that shit. Like,
oh, you're in there.
You fuck find that. A way. Like, you know, you don't let your team lose by damn near 50 and then be like, I'm not even going to come back out on the court and try to give us something to play for next year. Like,
even Kawhi's little ankle shit.
Kawhi wants to play.
Listen, wrap this shit up. I'm going in, coach.
Right.
Like, give me the shot. Yeah, We've seen in our lifetime, like, dudes play
on some,
through some real shit. Broken fingers, taped it up. Damn, they can't walk. Knee popped out. Was throw it, the brace on it.
Wasn't it Ronnie Lott who had, like, his the tip of his finger cut off?
Yeah.
Just like, cut it off. I'm going back. Just cut it off.
Supposed flu game. We know he was at the courts and drinking and fucked up. Yeah, fine. You do a joint. You played through it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
the devil. That's for y'all. That's for Alex and Kelly.
You know what? I might bring that up during this episode.
Hey, I'm ready, though. I'm ready. But in addition to that, I'm not even going to give this a whole lot of shine. I'm just going to say it. And I'm, because y'all already know what it is. You already know it's some bullshit. And we need to come together and stop this. I'm just going to say it, though. Mankini. Moving on. The really big thing that's bothering me this week, and this just started happening today. Like, fatherhood is just not at all what I expected. I love it. Like, I love my little sweet pea. She's the greatest thing in the world. But, like, all the unexpected just battles that are coming up. So now, she'll be 18 months on the first. My 18-month-old daughter has discovered a new word, and it's nasty. Everything is nasty, especially her. So now she walks around the house saying, I'm nasty. y'all have to understand, I'm a dude. I'm a father of a young black girl. I can't have my little girl running around the house proclaiming to everybody that she's nasty. This is how it starts, people. She already got the 3 pacifiers and everything, and now she nasty too. Nah, what do I do? I need some help. So if y'all can help me with that, or anybody got any suggestions
on
how I'll break my daughter out of this I'm nasty phase. Because unless you making Janet Jackson money, you ain't got no business running around here telling nobody you nasty. None.
Miss Jackson.
All right, but that's me. That's me. I'm a step down. What you got, Rich?
Man, only thing that's pissing me off right now is this damn Texas traffic, like, every day. You know, I don't get it. Why are people allergic to signaling? Like, would it kill you to signal? You speed up. You come across the lanes. Going back and forth. Throw a signal on. I don't know what you're trying to do. You're running me off the road and shit.
I don't get it. It's like people take the same route every day.
Every goddamn day.
But they always act like the exit caught them by complete surprise. Yeah. Like, fuck it. I gotta go across 3 lanes. Here we go.
3 motherfucking lanes. I don't get it. Every single goddamn time. The shit is fucking pissing me off now.
It is what I think. Man, what's the... I don't want to call him the old dude. But what's the asset manager's name?
Pete.
My man Pete, shout out to Pete. It's like what Pete said, like Austin especially is so much, you know, refugees. I mean, like people just from other cities and states throughout the country move in here. He's like, we get everybody's bad drivers. Mm-hmm. So you get the bad drivers from the East Coast, bad drivers from the Midwest, bad drivers from LA and California. They all come here and they mix their bad driving skills together. And it's just a cluster. And he keeps waiting. Mm-hmm. This is what he said to me. He said, I keep waiting for them to die off. Like, I just figure they're going to kill each other. So it's going to be enough accidents to get all these bad drivers off the road. Uh-huh. But every time one dies, like, 6 more move.
Nah, some of them are local born.
You think it's some?
They proud Texans.
I've only met, like, 3 local Austinites since I've been here. Like, you never meet anybody in Austin from Austin. I used to say the same thing about D.C. Like, mm-hmm. You very rarely. It's hard to find someone in D.C. from D.C.
All right, so speaking of DC.
All right, hold on.
So DC takes us into this first story. I'm done with my rant. I got some more shit on my chest, but I also want to get into some of this bullshit that we're going to be talking about today. All right, so.
Get them.
Notre Dame's graduation ceremony. For a guest speaker, they had Dum-da-da-dum. Motherfucking Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
They had Mike Pence as the guest speaker at their graduation.
Sound like a dope rap name, though. Mike Pence? Mike
Pence. And so Pence gets up there. And the, all right, so they introduce him. Pence gets up there. He says, hello. How are you? Everybody gets up and turns around to walk the fuck out. Like, they walked out of their graduation ceremony so that they didn't have to hear motherfucking Mike Pence speak or give his speech. Now, just put some perspective on this. Put some perspective on his name. The College of Notre Dame. This is not an HBCU.
No, no.
These weren't black people. No, these were not African Americans. These were not minorities.
Nah.
These were Caucasian folk. Men and women, boys and girls, got the fuck up and walked out of the graduation ceremony. Because they didn't want to have nothing to do with Mike Pence.
And that's the part that, like, I'm like, wow. Like, I'm just a little taken aback. Like, whoa, these white folks standing up. But yeah.
Expressing their freedom of speech.
But that is the scariest part about what's going on right now, is that we seem like we inching closer to this possible Trump impeachment, which on the one hand feels like a good thing.
He's out. But then on the other hand, we stuck with motherfucking Pence. See, this is the part that
Pence
I don't think
the real
people,
evil.
Did you... Man, leading up to the election, we was highlighting the shit that this man was saying.
This Pence is the real evil. Like,
he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jews.
Yeah, like, Trump is stupid.
Electroshock therapy for gays because, you know, it's a disease. Yeah, like you said, Trump is just a stupid motherfucker. But, oh, man.
You know, Trump is a egomaniac or whatever you... megalomaniac.
But Pence, he really believed his shit.
He's a special kind. But I'm hoping that, you know, even if Pence was to somehow take over the job, that, you know, Congress and things are still... I mean, with the stuff...
They're not going to let Pence get away with what they let Trump get away with. Because it's like, oh, back to a normal person? Okay, you got to go.
Yeah. So that's my hope. But as you can see here, like, man, this is a crazy time for America. It's a crazy time to be American.
And in all of these episodes leading up to today... When I kept saying millennials, y'all got to stand up.
They stood up and they walked out.
This was going to be what they said. They listening.
Hey, listening. Shout out to millennials.
Shout out to the millennials.
All right, go ahead. Pat yourself on the back, bro. You did it, bro.
Okay. I'm going to take credit for that one. It's not mine, but it's mine.
You did it, man.
I don't care.
Man, but yeah, you know what? Like, part of me wants to see the impeachment, because I remember watching like a Louis C.K. Thing, and he was talking about like his generation and how nobody will understand what it's like, you know, to have been from here. Like, his generation had experienced stuff that no other generation would experience.
Yeah.
Like, they saw Nixon, you know, like, cry and then get on a helicopter and fly the fuck off. That, like, that's what happened to their president. Like, I feel like we're getting close to one of them moments. Like, Trump is going to give us a Nixon-like moment if this shit keeps going.
I mean, we had to
see... And I want to be able to own that and be like, yo, that happened.
Yeah, because their generation ain't have it yet. We had to deal with Clinton getting impeached. Everybody's generation needs an impeachment.
True.
That's it.
But we didn't see. I still think we need the fly off. We need to cry, because I believe Trump is gonna cry.
Gonna drop that tear.
And then I don't know if he's gonna get in a helicopter and fly off. But we need that fly off. We need to cry and the fly off to really say we as a generation experience some shit.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man. Okay. Speaking of America and the crazy shit that's going on in America, I know I'm skipping a few topics, but I just... I'm anxious to get to this one, because this one is near and dear to my heart. And it's happened in Texas. So let me find the...
And I still think it's fucking crazy.
So a dude in Texas, right, goes on a blind date with a chick. They went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, though.
Good movie.
So during the movie, I don't know, she's not having a good time or something like that. Whatever. She's steadily texting. So at one point during the movie, he says to her, maybe you can take that outside. So I guess she took that literally, and she took it outside and never came back. Walked out on the date. Done. So my man, King Petty, two shout outs for him for being petty. He says, you walk out on the date after I bought these movie tickets, I'm suing you for the price of the movie ticket.
Dude.
Suing. I'm taking you to court. Taking you to court for the price of the movie tickets. He took Petty to a whole nother level, and I salute him for that. And so I guess she settled. It never went to court, right? Like she finally met up with him and just gave him $17.
$20, man. God damn, $17.31
in this. But I think this needed to happen. Like again, I'm all with this dude, man. If you need to GoFundMe to help you with whatever legal fees you're incurred trying to set up this lawsuit, holla at me. I think women needed this. I think y'all been getting away with too much for too long. And just then being mad disrespectful.
And at least people text, they do all of this dumb, disrespectful shit on dates all of the time.
Yeah.
So at some point you expect it. It's wrong, so I would have felt the way too. But during the movie, like in a dark-ass, black-ass movie theater, you're not only disrespecting me, like you're interrupting everybody motherfucking in here.
And then being here in Texas, I mean, in Austin at least, a lot of our movie theaters are
that's why I started to wonder where he took her. Because in the Alamo, it tells you point blank.
Blank.
If you talk, do anything, I will come kick your ass motherfucking out.
Kick you out and you will now receive a refund.
I pick Movie House. All of them.
Yeah, so we have a lot of theaters here where not only if you do that stuff is it like a social faux pas, but you can get kicked out the theater. No refund, no nothing.
They reserve the right. Like it's done. Point blank. It's a rule in there.
It's a rule.
So that's probably why he told us to take it outside. Because he didn't want to get kicked out.
You might want to take that
outside. One of us got to see it. But how you never come back, though?
But I'm with him, though. Soon, like, I get tired of this. Like, we expected to pay. And I'll take that responsibility, you know. I'm going to do what I asked y'all on the date. You can show up to the date with the expectation that I'm going to pay for the date. Now, as I've said in the discount dating episode, I wouldn't if I were you show up on a date with me with no money, because you never know what may happen. But I understand you showing up on a date with me with the expectation that I'm going to pay for it. With that said, I show up on a date with the expectation that you're going to participate.
Exactly.
And if you're not going to participate, especially if you knew from the break you wasn't going to participate, if you knew you wasn't interested, if you knew you was only showing up for a free meal.
Yeah, then why even go through
it? Then why waste both our time and my money?
And not only that.
I can't get my time back, but now the dude has set the precedent, I can get my 17 back.
And I kind of feel away because I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on release night, and it was a good-ass movie.
Good movie.
So she fucked herself. Shit. She missed out.
So then I wanted to also take it back to this. Excuse me for the vape voice. But because I saw this online months ago, and I wanted to find a way to spin it. And now I feel like I had the perfect opportunity. So I saw this poster, and I'll put this up on our Instagram or something so everybody can see it. But basically, a restaurant put a poster up in the woman's bathroom to help them out of dates that aren't going well. And I think the intention was good. Like, the intention was not like, you don't like dude or his breath stink. It was more like, you know, he's saying some things that make you worry about him, or you might be afraid of where this night is going to go and you need to get some like incognito help. So basically, you know, it says here, are you on a date that isn't going well? Is your Tinder or Plenty of Fish date? Plenty of Fish, that's an app too? Plenty of Fish?
Yeah.
Is your Tinder or get off Tinder, first of all. Is your Tinder or Plenty of Fish date not who they said they were on their profile? Do you feel unsafe or even just a bit weird? We're here to help. Go to the bar and order an angel shot. If you order your angel shot neat, that means your bartender will escort you to your vehicle. If you order your angel shot with ice, your bartender will call an Uber or Lyft for you. If you order your angel shot with lime, your bartender will call the police. So this is all in an effort to, you know, help women who end up on dates with these dudes, you know, that had Brad Pitt in the picture and then showed up looking like Danny DeVito or something. And now they need it out. So I feel like this is sexist unless they have the same poster in the men's bathroom.
See, they'd have to switch it up because you can't order the same things. They're going to know.
They're going to know.
So now, do you go into the...
So here's my idea. I only got one idea, but here's my idea, Rich. I think they should have a shot called the Dutchie. And if I go to the bar and I order a Dutchie, That means when the check comes, it's already split. We don't have to have that awkward moment where we discussing who gonna pay for what. If I go to the bar and I order a Dutchie, you know that check gets split. Go ahead and hand her hers and hand me mine, and we can end the date like that. That's what I think. Unless they do that for men as well, then this is sexist, and I don't agree with it. That's my feeling.
I agree with that. I was thinking because yours is better than mine.
Okay,
I was like,
where was you gonna go?
I was gonna say, you know, you order a shot of whiskey. You know what? let me get some Garrison Brothers straight. Garrison Brothers straight means, you know, keep her drinks going. This is going good. I might have a chance. You know what I'm saying? Garrison Brothers, that's some good whiskey.
I'm with you.
You get Garrison Brothers on the rocks. Listen, that means shit is going bad.
It's on the rocks.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's on the
rocky right now.
So everybody know you don't add no ice cube to no motherfucking Garrison Brothers. That's some good ass motherfucking whiskey. You don't ice cubes and Garrison Brothers. Some shit just went down. She acting crazy. I think that that's an equivalent of a Dutchie.
That's it. All right. So you know what I think it should be? I think it should be, all right, shit is not going well, but I think she's going to try to take advantage of it. I need you to water her drinks down from now on. I need you to bring her shots of water when she asks for Patron. Don't charge me the Patron prices, nigga. You bring her them shots of water.
Every time she asks for Patron, you know, give her some salsa.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm not paying Patron. She can call. She can ask for it all she wants to. I ain't paying that price.
Now, if a dude asks for a Garrison and Coke or a Garrison and ginger,
right?
That's it. Goldie, listen. You got a phone call at the bar. Let him sneak out the back door.
Hey.
Because then, oh, shit. It went so far left.
Hey.
Salute, Rich. Right?
Yeah.
Let him
like that.
Let him out.
I like that. Yeah. Let him know. Because Garrison is only meant to be drunk. That's straight. You drink it straight. You put anything else on it, something is wrong, and we need to address it.
So sidebar. That reminds me. So, we were in Chicago with Renee and her best friend, Tina. Shout out to Tina. She just had her baby boy.
Shout out to Tina.
This was like a year ago, like a year and a half ago. So we're in Chicago, buying drinks and shit. It's Tina's birthday. We all out getting our what the kids say, turn up on, right? So we out here having fun or whatever. It's Tina's birthday, so I order some shots. I get Tina a shot of Hennessy Privilege XO.
Yeah.
Right. Bring it to the table. She gonna ask for motherfucking ice, and she drops ice into this cup of Hennessy Privilege XO. So I'm just looking at her, and Renee's looking at me, and Renee's like, Rich, don't do it. Renee knows how I feel about my liquor, especially the good shit. Yeah. You know how much this shot of Hennessy XO Privilege is going
to cost me? If you didn't want it, you
can't
just
throw ice in it.
You could have gave it to me, I'd have drank it, and we could have ordered you something else.
That's when they were supposed to bring me a Dutchie.
Right, you don't disrespect the liquor like that.
Dutchie.
Hey, I'm telling you, it needs to be some safeguards for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand, ladies, like, Louis C.K., again, I'm going to keep bringing him up because I don't know for whatever his comedy is on my mind. But, you know, he said it well. Like, the fact that the continuation of our species depends on women taking the chance and going out with a dude that she does not know is an incredible thing. Like, anytime a woman decides to go somewhere with some dude, you know.
They can go either way.
It can go either way. Like the biggest threat to men is like heart disease. The biggest threat to women is men. So when you take that chance, that you deserve. I mean, I salute to you. Salute to you for taking that chance. But we can't have this lopsided. You can
men, see people forget men get raped too.
Yes, they.
You know, we talk about it less. I personally haven't been raped, but I'm saying men as a whole talk about it less because it's emasculating. Two is like you're never going to be looked at the same because. It's shameful in our society.
Yeah, we get abused. We get domestic violence against men. And then it's this shame thing.
Man,
you can't talk about it.
I saw a video earlier today. This woman was smacking the shit out of her husband. And I was like, damn. But you know what? It was that white shit. It wasn't a black dude. It was that white shit.
But you know, it's happened to me. And then, all right, so has this happened to you? Because this has happened to me several times. Where you out in public with your girl having an argument. And she gets extra handsy because she knows you can't.
Because you can't.
Enough.
You can't do
she knows
shit.
If you turn around and look aggressively at her, 75 dudes are going to jump out the cut and whoop your ass and ask for her number afterwards.
Hate it. Me and a certain person who shall not be named arguing me on a train. And I'm like, see, it's full of people. And she's like, yo, you're not going to talk to me. You're not going to talk back. You're going to look away. Yeah, I can't even turn around and look at you right now. Do you see that nigga in the corner looking at me? Shit. I'm trying to make it home. It's the part that I think that they don't get.
People don't get.
Don't put me in this predicament.
Because we don't get a chance to talk about it. We don't get a chance to talk about it. All right, but yeah, I had to get that one out. I ain't want us to run into any time constraints with that one.
$17? $17.31.
Shout out to the pettiness. Yo. That is... Like, I'm humbled by that one. Like, I feel like most of the time I'm, like, at the top of my game on petty. But I wasn't ready for that one. I wasn't.
He's right up there. He's right up there with that dude that sent that dude the gift with the flashing lights. He got charged with attempted murder. Man, yes. Who?
Hey, we need to start a petty hall of fame.
Petty log, yeah, shit. We need
a petty hall of fame.
Yeah, this would be like number three. Yeah, because first would be the dude with the petty, with the killer gif.
Yeah.
And then who was the next petty? It was one that's right before this dude. And there was some stupid petty shit that we talked about a few episodes ago. I remember it before the episode was over. It was hilarious.
But this one is right up there. Yeah. I won my 17 back. All right. So it's okay. So going again, continuing with this, like, this attack on dudes theme. And again, ladies,
yeah, this shit is retarded.
Please
too.
Don't take it like I'm making light of
situation.
Of your situations or any violence toward women or any aggressiveness toward women or any inequality that women experience.
No, I think that this just goes to show that it's not a finite science. It's not 100%. There's always that case where the man is in the right.
Yeah.
And everybody always says that the women are 100% right. I don't think we should get to the point where if a woman says something that you don't automatically like could look into it and research
still
it.
Still got to question it.
You know,
but I think we reached the point where if you question it, they consider
you're
you
insensitive,
like, you're insensitive and you're siding with the bad guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. So in this case, and this just goes to show like how accusations do way more damage, you know, whether or not you get found guilty or not. This NFL draft prospect, I gotta pull up the article because I don't even know his name.
Caleb Brantley.
There we go. Caleb Brantley was charged with sexual assault, sexual battery. I forget what the exact charge was, but the girl claimed that, you know, he did whatever to her. And this charge came out like right before the draft. And he went from being what most people consider a first round draft pick. And you have to understand in the NFL, your draft position determines the maximum amount of money you can get.
Yep.
If you're drafted in the first round, you're going to get a certain amount of money. If you're drafted in the fifth round, you're not going to get. You can't get.
You get the scraps. That's
you can't get first round money if you're drafted in the fifth round. So this kid was a first round prospect. People were looking at him as an elite talent, but he dropped
to the
sixth round because of these accusations. Because, you know, teams didn't want to go near him. Teams didn't know, you know, what his legal status was going to be. Whether he was, you know, what the result of these charges was going to be. Comes to find out that what actually happened was the girl hit him because he refused to have sex with her. And this all comes to light after the draft. Yes, hooray, he's not facing any more legal trouble. You know, no jail time or anything like that is in his future right now. But the damage has already been done. He's lost millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars because of an accusation. Just because somebody said he did something. And not only did he not do it, but he was the victim.
Yep. And then she gets away with it. And what happens? There's no accountability.
No accountability.
Nothing whatsoever.
There's nothing going to be done to her. There's no lesson that she learned from this. I think in most of these articles, her name isn't listed. It's just, you know, unidentified female.
What this does is reinforce the fact that you can false claim and nothing will happen to you.
She fucked his life. I mean, she got him. What she wanted, she may not have gotten as much to happen to him as she wanted to happen to him. She obviously wanted to see him go to jail or something like that. She didn't get that, but she did cost the man millions of dollars that he can't recoup. He's got to now go out, and now he's got to do what we say, you know, athletes should do. He's got to go out and earn his next contract. Yeah. But, you know, there's a school of thought that would say he earned it in college. He put the work in. He put their time in to be a first-round pick.
And it's crazy because it's not like his level of play changed in any way.
No.
Circumstance.
He dropped up, purely because of these accusations. Purely because of the baggage that was going to come along with him, and it wasn't even his fault. So, yeah. There should have been a drink that he could have ordered. To be like, yo, get this chick. She's trying to give me the banger. And I'm like, nah, I don't want these accusations. There should have been a can somebody please record this shot? What's a shot to tell the bartender to pull out his camera phone? Hey, yo, can I get a S8?
That would be pretty fucking dope.
Can I? A double.
Yeah, I don't. Men are dealing with so much shit these days. It's fucking ridiculous. And the bad part is, like, we can't necessarily complain about so much shit. Because you complain, and it's like, well, we're being misogynistic, right, and we don't care about people's feelings, and double standard and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I don't say that to make light of the situation. Absolutely, there's no place for that, for mistreatment of women of any kind.
Right.
But at the same time, there shouldn't be a place for mistreatment of males as well.
Hey, I mean, yeah, I got it. I have a wife. I got a mother. I got a sister, a daughter, aunts, you know, nieces. I don't want to see any harm come to women, especially not at the hands of men. If I find out it's a dude doing something to, you know, somebody I love, it don't have to be family, just somebody I love and consider a friend or care about, and I'm going to be up in arms. But at the same time, I don't want to see my daughter out there, you know, making false accusations or, you know, accusing people of things that they didn't do and destroying lives with just pointing a finger, you know. And I wish that I think we've overcorrected to a certain extent. Like, we've gone to the point where if a guy is accused of something, like, let's go back to the Nate Parker thing, you know, that was an accusation that he was cleared of. But then, you know, 20 years later, it pops back up and it cost him millions of dollars. It cost a film that, you know, could have had, you know, more of an impact than it did. You know, those accusations had an impact on history. I might be taking it too far, but, you know, there was something Nate Parker was trying to do with that movie, and he was, you know, he lost that opportunity.
Yeah. Over bullshit.
Over bullshit. So that's all I'm saying. But dudes, don't hit women. The stealthing thing has got to stop.
Was actually a thing.
But I'm glad I'm hearing that there are, you know, that states and municipalities, is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Municipalities are taking action against it. It is now starting to be considered sexual assault in certain states. You know, so it is a crime. I don't know that they're particularly putting it right up there with rape. My wife and I had a conversation about that, and maybe we should have the ladies in here to discuss it again at some point. But yeah, they're not calling it rape, but it is being considered sexual assault in a lot of places. So, you know, if any of you were in that group that thought this was cool or something to do, something to brag about, or something to, stop it. Like, not only were you putting your health in danger, your future children in danger, your mental well-being in danger, you know, now you could be putting your freedom in danger. So just quit it. You know, stealthing is not. How did that become something?
And what kills me too is the majority of these people doing it, these are new relationships. Because if they were old relationships, if it was a girlfriend, boyfriend, fiance, wife, whatever, you probably wouldn't be going that hard for the condom anyway. You know, it is what it is. People in serious relationships, a lot of the time, people don't use protection. It is what it is. So the fact that they were just meeting people and doing this, did you really just not give a fuck about your life? You just like, fuck it.
Hey, where is Elise now? I need her to bust in here with that nasty. It's nasty.
Like, you know what I mean? You poking holes in condoms and removing them. You don't know this person. You know if you're going to catch some shit.
So that was the one. So did we talk about that during the stealthing episode? Like, all right, stealthing does not need to be a thing. But we've been, like, making light and joking about chicks poking holes in condoms for a minute. And that's, like, right up there.
It's the same thing. It's the same as... that shit don't mean no sense. Only y'all are stupid. If you're stealthing, you're stupid. I don't care. I'm calling you out.
Stupid motherfucker.
This shit is retarded. Like, who thinks of this stuff?
Oh, and it's this social media age where you can think of something retarded, and then it spread like wildfire. Like, you can get it.
It's crazy
across the world.
We're at the point where if you can think of something stupid, and you Google it, somebody else has already done it. Somebody else has already done it.
That's why I keep telling people,
it's getting.
Like, yes, this business venture that I have depends on the internet, but I hate the motherfucking internet.
Everything is too accessible.
Like, let's go back to the story about the graduates and Pence, right? So, yeah, that happened. But look at the motherfucking comments.
The comments are asinine. Like, they're fucking retarded.
Look at the comments. Look closely, future employers. These are the people you don't want to hire. They lack professionalism and will hurt your business if they don't agree with you.
Because 45 has it. 45 has professionalism. 45 and a half, too? Come on.
I'm saying you want people. I think you want people that believe in something and are willing to stand.
To fight for it.
If I'm a boss, which I'm striving to be, working toward it. If I'm a boss and I come in, into work and I've developed a new policy or a new strategy that I think is going to grow our business, and maybe I did it last night over some Garrison Brothers, mm-hmm. and then I come in the office and I lay down the blueprint for how we do a business in the future, I would hope that if it's some bullshit, there's someone in the office that
somebody
that cares enough or believes strongly enough in their opinions to be able to call me on. To at least, because that's the only way I'm going to strengthen my opinion. Mm-hmm. If I'm right, then I should be able to defend myself against you.
See, nobody wants yes men, and this is exactly what they want the millennials to be, yes men and yes women, and it can't be like that.
If I'm right, I should be able to stand up against opposition. I shouldn't mm-hmm. be like, oh, you opposed me? Well, then, nah, I can't have nobody in here that will ever oppose me, ever. If you say anything that's against what I say is right, then you the devil.
And that's the last thing we need, a whole totalitarian government and trying to turn us into Cuba.
Oh, man, Cuba.
I want to go. I've had a few friends who have visited so far, and everybody's saying it's nice.
Whenever I think of Cuba, I think of one thing. I went on a cruise with Hamps, like, in the beginning of our relationship. And this was back in my cigar days. And, again, I apologize for anybody who had to deal with me during my cigar days. I understand that shit stinks, and it fills up a room with the stink, and it's all in your clothes, and it's... Yeah, anybody that was rocking with me in my cigar days, I apologize. But we didn't go to Cuba, but we went... I was in Antigua or something, mm-hmm. and was buying cigars. And they were supposed to be selling me, like, Cubans. And she was like, don't worry about it. Just take the ring off, and customs won't know what they are. Like, you can pass them. As long as you don't have the ring on there, customs won't know what they are. I'm like, bet. So I bought, like, a rack of Cuban cigars. And for whatever price... They was asking, because I'm like, they Cuban. Like, I'm not going to be able to get this opportunity again. I'm buying.
Might as well.
So we doing, like, the little meetings or whatever they do with all the guests right before we come back, right before we dock back into the U.S. And they're like, so if you bought Cuban cigars, like, they laid, I think, like, the penalty was, like, $5,000 per cigar. So, like, mm-hmm. it was something crazy. And don't think they don't know what they are because you took the ring off. Like, they just absolute, like they was in the store with me. Like, they was looking right at me, like, sir, Mr. Flanagan, yes. I know they told you.
I was told these are Antiguan specialty.
I know they told you they wouldn't know if you took the ring off, but that was bullshit. You might not. So they had a, and I'm going to say pause before I even say it. They had a suck until you chuck party on one of the top whatever of the ship. And it was basically for everybody who bought Cubans that thought mm-hmm. that they could bring them back. You go up to this level and you smoke cigars.
As many as you can.
As many as you can until you throw up. That's basically what it is. And I went up there. I might have got like two in. And I was like, I just had to throw the rest out of my way. But that's when I think of Cuba, I think of sucking to you, Chuck. I think of Almost Erling trying to smoke as many cigars as I possibly could. And what kind of dumbass idea? Like, you're not enjoying it if you try and smoke as many as you can until you throw up. That's the whole point of buying them, is to enjoy it. And I don't know that I ever enjoyed cigars. I think that was one of my status symbol type thing. I just thought it was cool, or it made me look more grown up or more eclectic, a little classy to be a cigar smoker. And there's only been like three or four cigars in my life that I literally enjoyed. Like, I was like, this is a good experience. The rest of them, I was doing it to be doing something. So, millennials, don't do that. Don't do stuff. Just don't do it. Don't wear a mankini just cause. You want to stand out. You want to buck the system. Don't put on the romper just cause.
No, just cause.
You know what I'm saying? Because in 20 years, when you got kids and that picture pop up, that
picture.
You got some splaining to do.
Like, Dad, that's the same one I wore when I was three.
Right.
Hand me down.
Like, Dad, did you accidentally mix up your clothes with Mom's? Where did that come from?
Crazy. You know what? I got a few cigars at home, and I've never smoked a cigar in life, but I got some at home that Larry got me.
Yeah, man.
For various occasions.
I had humidors. I had my whole setup, my cutters. I had several different cutters, punchers, my special lighters. I was into it. I was a serious cigar smoker for a minute. But that was in my youth. I've grown.
Back in the day when I was young,
I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. And everybody say. All right. What else we got, Rich? I think we're closing on topics. Anything you wanted to...
Any random
internet stuff you seen over there?
Nothing too good. I saw on Facebook, somebody posted a meme. Some woman online was saying she was trying to hook up with his friend. So he asked where she's from, and she says, "I'm from Flint, Michigan." So he posted her picture with her saying, "I'm from Flint, Michigan," in the text. And I was just like, I don't know if I should be laughing at that, but it's like... You know, you meet somebody online and they say, yeah, so I'm from Flint. And it's like, granted, we got some shit going on in Flint. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know if I should be talking to you because there's some shit going on in Flint. Like, I don't know if what's going on in Flint is going on you because are you even eating right in Flint without water? Like, you know,
are you bathing on the regular?
Yeah, I couldn't.
That's
do
wrong.
It.
That's wrong. See, that's fucked.
See what I'm saying?
Again, ttcharities.org. Please, people. Check out the website, donate what you can. Let's fix the situation in Flint. I should not be laughing at it.
Yeah, my petty, it just keeps growing in my, this, you know what it is? It's this podcast.
Hey, man, the podcast, this is going to be my final thought. Again, I want to thank everybody who's supported, who's listened, who's reposted, who's given us feedback. This has been like the most fun I've had in my life.
Yeah,
it's
a good ride.
Like putting this podcast together and seeing it grow. But it has definitely made me a different person. I want to say a better person. I think I'm more open with people. I'm more...
Yeah, so you're learning more about yourself, too.
Learning more about myself. I'm more willing to express my opinions. I don't necessarily care what I say in front of certain people. I think before I was, you know, way more of an introvert and way more worried about... what somebody might think of what I had to say, so I'd have opinions on things, but not express them. And I think that is all gone. But that comes with a dark side, because I was literally at work a couple weeks ago, and I had to consciously tell myself not to tell my boss's boss to eat a dick. Like, he said something, and like the first thing that came across my mind was, "Yo, eat a dick." And like, I felt the muscle contraction happening to cause the words to come out, and like I had to say to them, like, dude, you can't say that. Like, this is not the podcast.
Pull it back and remember, I have a filter.
Yeah, you got to remember that there is a place for a filter. This is not the podcast. You can't tell your boss to eat a dick. But other than that, it's been a very positive experience. I'm way more vocal. We got a little Facebook chat going on now with me, Rich, some of his boys, and there probably would have been times in the past where I would not have expressed myself, you know, so openly or freely. But now I'm just like, fuck it, though, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, like the same thing I was saying, the podcast has been going good. We thank everybody who's been supporting us. It's been one heck of a month so far. You know, we've surpassed our 50th episode. I think we're on 53 right now.
53.
Over 4,000 downloads, over... We finally reached the point where we had 100 plays on an episode in a day. Yeah,
we did 300 total in a week. Like, we're hitting the numbers, we're hitting the marks. Where this can start being a successful venture, and we only have you to thank. So
I'm excited. I'm just want to keep really on growing, excited. Keep on having better and better content. But I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah. So shout out to everybody. Again, shout out to TT Charities. Shout out to Celebrity Hair Corp. Shout out to Rena's Cakeys. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Deuce Man Productions. And until the next episode, be the light.
Peace.